number 1815, Two Farms Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.8573 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southeasterly corner of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The 911 address is 24616 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Georgetown. The tax map is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 78. Staff would note there was an exhibit booklet submitted into the record along with a staff analysis, the response from the service level evaluation, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the Sussex Conservation District regarding soil and water. Thank you.
All right, and thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is William Scott. I'm an attorney from Bethany Beach representing Two Farms. With me tonight is Mike Ryman from Becker Morgan Group, the engineer. The property owners, the Dodds, are here as well. And Bruce DeCintio from Trice, who produced a report that's also part of your presentation or your exhibit booklet. As Ms. Cornwell said, this is an application to rezone a 2.85 acre piece of property from its current AR1 zoning to CR1. Ms. Cornwell has up there the survey, which is also 2.2, I believe, of your presentation booklet, which was submitted in advance. It's somewhat lengthy, but on the first page on the inside, there is a table of contents, just to give you an idea of what we have submitted. There's a project overview that goes through some detail on the features of the site. Mr. Ryman will talk about that briefly in a moment. A list of the exhibits, including the survey that you've got, the application. There is an aerial photo. There's also a zoning map, an existing land use map. Those are at 2.4, which may be instrumental for you to take a look at as well. And then at the end, we've got a copy of the deed, the DelDOT traffic impact study, a ready-to-serve letter from Artesian, and then the Trice report. We would ask that this be submitted and made part of the record along with this matter. With that, I'll ask Mike Ryman to come up and just briefly take you through the features of the site.
Good evening. Mike Ryman with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. The site is, So the site is about 2.9 acres. Here you have Route 9, which is at the top of the page. We have Route 30 going this way. And kind of across the site is what used to be a gravel pit. Gravel yard is now owned by the state of Delaware and is a DelDOT maintenance yard. Speaking of DelDOT, this intersection was recently upgraded, the subject of new turn lanes, new traffic signal, new drainage pipes were installed. So this was part of DelDOT's HEP, or Hazard Elimination Program project, and was just recently completed. We did work with DelDOT to complete a traffic study. A copy of their letter is tab 3.2 in your book. You can find that there, which shows that the traffic is adequate in this area. The traffic study was contemplated using a commercial zoning and a 15,000 square foot retail center. That's what was contemplated in the traffic study. The traffic study included the study of this intersection as well as the entrances into the site. The level of service was a level of service C. The study did use summer counts, so the study was contemplated using summer count data provided to us by DelDOT, reviewed and approved by DelDOT. The traffic entrance configuration anticipates a right-in and right-out entrance on the Route 9 side only, so it would be a limited access on Route 9 to right-in, right-out, and then a full access on the Route 30 side. As for water and sewer, currently the site is on a septic and well system. You can actually see the septic mound there. We have worked with Artesian, who has provided a ability to serve letter, which is tab 3.3 in the booklet, and they would be providing water and sewer to the site, so we would be eliminating the septic system. As it relates to stormwater, I mentioned previously that there was some new drainage that was installed here, some new pipes under the road that drain over to the gravel pit, ultimately part of the Wegemans Pond watershed or sub-watershed area. So we would, as the site were to develop, when we come back before you, you know, for the site plan, we would have to meet all of the new stormwater regulations that are in effect. Landscaping. Obviously, we would landscape the site in accordance with the county code. We do have an adjacent residential here, so we would include additional fencing and screening along this side. We did reach out to the property owner to our south. It is a commercially zoned property right here, but we did reach out to them, and they have asked for us to put some additional landscaping here, which isn't required by the code, but we have agreed to do that. As it relates to the surrounding area, maybe if we could switch, Janelle, how do I switch to the other? There we go. So just to kind of get our bearings straight, this our site is here. And this is what I was referring to before as the Deldot maintenance yard. You can see a lot of the surrounding zonings that are commercially zoned or C1, the old C1 zone. We're requesting CR1, which is comparable. But this is the Deldot maintenance yard. There's a pet store that's across a catty corner to the site. Was a prior conditional use for a sales office that used to be, I think, for Shell. There's a furniture store here in this location, probably about a half a mile away. And then as you go a little bit further, it's off the page, there's a small engine repair shop. And then in the Harbison at 9 and 5, there's a auto sale in Harbison Deli. So that's just up the road up this way. So I think with that, that's kind of the overview of the site. I'll turn it back over to Mr. Scott.
There was talk, of course, about redoing the comp plan, but with the existing comp plan 2008 that we have, the property is located in a low-density rural area. That land designation does permit commercial development, provided that it's retail and office use is providing goods and services to nearby residents. The property is split between investment level 3 and 4 for the Delaware strategies for state spending, but as Mr. Ryman pointed out, there won't be any, with the upgrades that have been done already by Deldot to that site, there's no more state money that's going to be needed to enable any future commercial development of the site. The Trice report, which is attached to 3.4, concludes that the proposed rezoning, and if the rezoning were permitted and then it were developed as a commercial property, would not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties. That the proposed rezoning and subsequent development as a commercial piece of property would benefit the local economy and is desirable for general convenience and welfare of the area. Ms. Cornwell's staff review indicated that the requested CR1 zoning district is appropriate for consideration in the low-density rural areas, which is what this is currently listed as the future land use under the comp plan. And that the requested CR1 zoning that we're asking for could be considered consistent with the surrounding land use, surrounding zoning, and the uses in the area. We have submitted draft findings of fact for review and consideration, so the commission decide to act favorably on our request. With that, we'll ask that you approve our request. And our team is here ready to stand if there's any questions that the commission may have.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And once again, we'll start with Mr. Hopkins. Busy night for you, sir.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
I was just confused by, we have one map that says it's 3.16 acres and one map that says it's 2.857, so that's what's throwing me off.
The survey, I'm not sure what that one is, but the survey has it at 2.875 acres.
So this is just,
Well, the assessment maps are sometimes estimates. They're not necessarily based on surveys, so you'll see that from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Depending on the old
legal descriptions. As I was reading through this thing, I was like, wait, I'm
And Mr. Ryman just mentioned that it could also be that was before the Del Dot right-of-way was given up to, on that corner of the property.
All right, that was my main question.
All right, thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thank you.
No questions.
Ross?
No questions.
Ms. Randall Wheat? Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, it's just a reminder that this is a change in zone, so we're not looking at a specific use. It's whether CR is appropriate for that site, you know, and it sounds like everybody understands that, but I just wanted to remind everybody.
Indeed, I was having that very same thought, and quite frankly, I want to commend Mr. Ryman and Mr. Scott for sticking to the tenets of a change of zone and not showing us a bunch of pretty pictures and all that good stuff, because if you are successful this evening, whatever is allowed in a CR1 and will fit on that parcel will in fact be allowed. So the use is not what's being debated. Just to share this for the public that's here. The question before us is simply this: is this property appropriate for this zoning category? That's the only question we're answering, and it's a yes or no question. It's not a yes but, or if you do this or that. It's simply a yes or no question, and that's why it's so serious, because it once that decision's made, then anything in that zone can happen on that property. So but I appreciate your the appropriateness of your presentation. Okay, no one seems to have any questions. Let's see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1815, Two Farms Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1815? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is